Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Welcome back, my friends. Great to have you here. It's Rush Limbaugh, executing assigned host duties flawlessly, while meeting and surpassing all audience expectations. Every day, it's Friday. Let's just keep rolling here.
And now, from sunny South Florida, it's Open Line Friday.
Righto. That means whatever you want to talk about, have at it. Feel free. Does not have to be something I care about or am interested in. It can be whatever you care about and what I'm passionate about. And if I don't care about it, I'll fake it or I'll either act bored. One of the two. 800-282-2882. And the email address, lrushmore@eibnet.us. Okay. Now, where were we here? The NFL stuff is done. We've done the Kate Steinle case, said everything there is to say about that and more. Such an thorough coverage. Oh, the sexual harassment update. Yes, how could I have forgotten? Look at all the stuff that's been pushed off the front page today. The Republicans are going to get their tax bill passed. That will happen, regardless of the Flynn indictment. The drive-bys, by the way, this Flynn thing, they think they've got Trump. I'm not even going to bother playing you the soundbites. I just got a soundbite from Pencil Neck Adam Schiff. And he's out there. He's convinced now that Flynn has the goods, that Flynn was communicating with Russia about sanctions. He's out there literally telling CNN this. And that Trump lied about all this. I mean, they're just continuing to lie to people about this. I'm just going to remind you one more time. Washington Post, January 23rd, transcript and audio of the call between Flynn and the Russian ambassador, nothing illicit. It does look like Mueller is zeroing in on Jared Kushner and not necessarily what the drive-bys hope for, which is Trump. Washington Post has dropped Garrison Keillor's column following sexual harassment allegations. Washington Post dropped the column yesterday after he failed to tell them about sexual harassment allegations against him. Despite Keillor knowing about the investigation, he failed to inform the Washington Post, which kept publishing his weekly column. Embarrassingly, Keillor's column the day before his Wednesday firing defended Al Franken from similar sexual harassment allegations, calling it pure absurdity. We're supposed to have a press, by the way. That's right. Conyers was supposed to get out of his hospital bed to do a press conference right around now. But, you know, Conyers is why should I do this? Everybody's focusing on Flynn. I can just hide behind this. Why should I come out and do this now? I'm looking at two networks, and I don't see even a crawl or banner headline referring to waiting for momentary Conyers press conference at all. They're all wall-to-wall on the Flynn guilty plea. Garrison Keillor firing prompts backlash from his fans. Outraged Garrison Keillor fans deluged Minnesota Public Radio yesterday with complaints about the firing of the humorist over alleged workplace misconduct. Minnesota Public Radio reported that many people were angered at Keeler's dismissal and dozens planned to cancel their memberships. Bill O'Reilly probably had a lot of disappointed fans, too, but I don't recall the AP shedding any tears over him. But AP worried about Garrison Keeler's fans. Snerdly, what are your thoughts on Franken with all this? Will Franken survive this, do you think, or not? Will Franken eventually be forced out of this or not? You think so? Well, there are, in Franken's case, there are additional women that keep surfacing. NBC is now saying that Matt Lauer's sexual harassment accusers could number as many as 8 women. As the number of women claiming Matt Lauer was sexually inappropriate has grown to as many as 8, NBC's denying that its execs knew any of this. Stephanie Gosk revealed to Megyn Kelly during the 9 a.m. hour of today that there could be up to 8 accusers as details surfaced about Matt Lauer's alleged lewd behavior and old video clips back in circulation raised eyebrows. We have reached out to New York City police. We have reached out to police departments in Long Island. We know of no criminal investigation against Matt Lauer. Now, Stephanie Gosk is the NBC executive. She is a proud lesbian. She and her wife, the former Weekend Today news anchor Jenna Wolf, have 2 daughters. Ms. Wolf is a woman of color. And so Stephanie Gosk is here. There's 8 more women out there ready to drop the boom on Matt Lauer. Megyn Kelly, by the way, you seen the Daily Mail piece? I mean, they hate this woman at NBC. They despise her. There's a whole Daily Mail story on how the people at NBC, the Today Show people, on camera and off, just literally hate Megyn Kelly for the way she is trying to take advantage of this. That she's acting like she's a member of the NBC family and she isn't. I'm just going to tell folks, it's a little odd. I have to tell you, Matt Lauer is the guy who has genuinely mistreated women, and they're not one-tenth as mad at him as they are at Megyn Kelly. And all Megyn Kelly did was get hired, which is what ticked them off in the first place. That whole Megyn Kelly at NBC dynamic, it's a classic of the insider-outsider mentality. It's a classic of outside the establishment, inside the establishment. She was at cable. That's bad enough. People at broadcast news think cable news is the minor leagues, if not worse. And Fox News is despised. It's hated. And then all of a sudden, NBC hires this intruder, and this intruder has the audacity to show up and act like she belongs? And the long knives are out for her like you can't believe. And it's classic insider versus outsider. It's classic we're in the clique and you're not. And the fact that they now think she may be trying to maneuver things so that she gets Lauer's job, they're beside themselves. And they're talking to the Daily Mail. And they're saying vicious things. I thought I had the thing in front of me. I thought I'd printed it out. But apparently not. Well, I know I did. I think I've just probably misplaced it here. But, I mean, you get the idea. You get the drift. It is vicious. It is some of it's catfight because it's, you know, it's girl on girl. I'm sorry, female criticism of another female. And the rest of it is just pure, unadulterated hatred, anger, some cases jealousy, what have you. NBC's shifting statements on Matt Lauer draw scrutiny after saying there were no complaints over 20 years. The network later stressed no complaints to current management. There are many stories today saying that the Today Show anchors and anchorettes who profess total shock knew all along what Matt Lauer was doing, that Jeff Zucker has known all along what Matt Lauer was doing, that Andy Lack has known all along that what Matt Lauer was doing. And nobody did anything about it. Have you heard that Matt Lauer's lawyers are trying to get him $30 million as a, like a golden condom payout? Lawyers for Matt Lauer are working on landing the shamed anchor a $30 million golden sexual condom following his NBC firing, as opposed to parachute. Sources close to the disgraced newsman say that his team is working on a plan to get him paid through the remainder of his $20 million a year contract, which still has a year and a half to run. A source close to Lauer's team said they're currently looking at his contract and determining whether the claims against him, which clearly would affect any moral clause in his contract, would cut off his contractual rights to be paid through the end of the contract. What leverage does the guy have? Why would they have to pay him off? What could he possibly have to say that could damage them any more than what he's already done? If they do have a morals clause in the contract, he's already violated that. I don't even know where. Well, yeah, that's true. He could say that they all knew and that all of this is just not sincere, just because the pressure was brought to bear, but they've known for years what I was doing and they sought not to do anything about it. So I, Matt Lauer, want my $30 million. Apparently, Matt Lauer, did you notice Matt Lauer bought property in New Zealand? He bought a farm in New Zealand. Apparently, there's a morality clause when a foreigner buys property in New Zealand. You have to be of certain moral fiber and character. Otherwise, they can require you to sell your property. They're supposedly looking at Matt Lauer now to see if he still qualifies. Now, why would he buy a place in New Zealand? He knew? No. I'll tell you, no, it had nothing to do with sheep. The reason Matt Lauer, and I don't know, I'm just speculating, why does anybody buy a place in New Zealand? Because you think the United States is going belly up. You think they're going to take the money of the wealthy. You think that the United States is going to belly up or that it's going to be taken over by illegal immigrants or whatever. New Zealand is one of those places that people who think this have been buying property for a while in case there is an emergency need to take the family and get out of America, New Zealand. And in fact, because of this, New Zealand is really tightening down on foreigners buying property there at all. But for a while, my friends, I know this because I was pitched. I was pitched to join this parade. And since I don't harbor those kinds of panicked, paranoid feelings, I, of course, was not interested. But I'm telling you, New Zealand, Singapore is another place. If you figure that you're not going to do anything to get caned, Singapore is a good place to go. Freedom. The question has just been asked, do you think we'll ever find out the executives knew about the push button under Matt Lauer's desk that allowed him to lock the door? You think they had to know about that? Somebody had to put it in. I guarantee you Matt Lauer didn't run the wires and all this. Of course they knew about it. Somebody had to know about it. You're not going to put a... If Matt Lauer had tried to put that in by himself, the union guys would have run him out of the building for doing it on his own.
Subscribe to America's number one political newsletter and get this spectacular El Freebo.
We have this great, great new Tumblr, special Rush Tumblr, as our free gift to new subscribers. It's the best Tumblr we have designed and made available yet.
Get it for yourself, that special someone, or a gift for both. Available now at rushlimbaugh.com. You're listening to the EIB Network.
1370 WCOA, your primary source for severe weather information.
The shade ever. You know, boys and girls, it's not the blade. It's the preparation that's the key to a comfortable shave. Shave Secret preps your skin so the blade glides. No nicks, cuts, or rashes. Shave Secret leaves you soft, smooth, and irritation-free. Check out thousands of five-star reviews. Shave Secret is available at Harris Teeter, Walmart Supercenters, and ShaveSecret.com.
Best shave ever.
The battlefield, where tyranny is laid to rest, where freedom comes of age, and where legends are conceived. Introducing the FN 509 handgun, a direct result of over 1 million rounds of testing. Descended from over 125 years of the world's most battle-proven firearms on battlefields both foreign and domestic. The FN 509, a legend in the making. Learn more at FNAmerica.com.
You are a waste, a loser. Everyone hates you. Why don't you just stay in your car and keep driving? I'm serious. Drive until you run out of gas, then get out of your car and walk until you find someone who doesn't think you're dumber than bricks. Could take a while, but at least all that walking might burn a couple of calories.
You may not witness bullying like this every day. Your kids do. They want to help, but they don't know how. Visit StopBullying.gov to learn safe, simple ways your child can help stop bullying. Be more than a bystander at StopBullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm John Schneider. Sick and injured kids deserve every chance to get better. And at Your Children's Miracle Network Hospital, they get the best care and even the hope for a miracle. Every day, they're giving kids near you the chance to walk, to talk, to laugh, and to smile again. And you can, too. There's no better place. There's no better time. Give today and put your money where the miracles are.
To help kids at Children's Health, go to cmnhospitals.org.
Today we decided to walk to school.
At the corner, we waited to cross the street.
The stoplight counted down. 15, 14, 41,
31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street. Loud music was coming from a car. Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, Earth to Danny. Suddenly, he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we hugged goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
The Waterfront Rescue Mission has provided hope for the homeless in our community for more than 60 years. Now, there's an easy way for you to help. Donating your resellable goods provides food, clothing, shelter, medical care, job skills training, and much more. We offer a convenient donation pickup service from your home or office. Schedule donations online at pickupmydonation.com. You'll feel good knowing that your donation is helping the Waterfront Rescue Mission accomplish great things. Together, we are making a difference.
Let your opinion be heard on Pensacola Speaks with Rick Outzen.
Every weekday at 5 p.m.
on News Talk 1370 WCOA.
Spanky and our gang, I'd like to get to know you. Summertime 1968. And back to the phones, Keith in Sacramento, my adopted hometown. Great to have you.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
My concern is, or my thought is, I always thought that there'd be a guilty verdict in Sacramento on that shooting. And I feel because of his status and Trump being president, it would prove that sanctuary cities do put people at risk. So I always thought from day one, he's going to be found not guilty just because of his legal status on the situation.
You really did?
Yes, from day one, because that would prove that sanctuary city has put somebody at risk, or, you know, as a local resident at risk. That would prove it right there.
Yeah, but the details of the shooting are such that a good lawyer could persuade a jury to find not guilty here, accidental, random, ricochet, all that. But, you know, since the verdict happened, in hindsight, I agree with you. It was clear that the people on that jury were speaking for the city of San Francisco, and the first priority was We're not going to let you trick us into killing our sanctuary city status. We're not going to do it.
Yes, definitely. It would have shown that you're at risk being a sanctuary city, and that would have proven it right there. And, of course, it was a non-guilty.
Okay, verdict. What happens if the perp had been a legal citizen in the same circumstances? What do you think would have happened in San Francisco?
Guilty. I truly believe it still would have been guilty at that situation. I think 100% his status of being a legal immigrant got him a not guilty verdict.
And you thought this from the get-go?
Yes. I mean, in the very beginning, Trump was trying to say they would put everybody at risk, and they wanted to be a sanctuary city to protect everybody from Trump. They're saying, would have proven that their thought and what they did.
When I first heard the verdict, I did a little bit of a double take, but I wasn't surprised. But I can honestly tell you that during the whole trial and leading up to this happened 2 years ago. There's a part of me that thought that the legal system is going to end up in San Francisco doing the right thing. I relied on it, and I was mistaken to do so. I thought that they'd be able to find a jury that could see through all this. I neglected to think that there would be people wanting on this jury. I mean, this is an O.J. verdict for its own regional jury nullification was the O.J. verdict, the jury's reasoning for what they did. And this has similar roots to it. Now, the Department of Justice, the Attorney General Jeff Sessions, has said that the feds, the DOJ, might get involved here and try to fix this somehow. But you've got double jeopardy on the part of the illegal alien here who couldn't be tried for the same crime again after having been found not guilty of the main aspect of it. Keith, I appreciate the call. Here's the Daily Mail piece on Megyn Kelly. Just listen to some of this. No one wanted, this is the headline, no one wanted Megyn here. She was forced upon us and today reinforced why she will never be part of the Today family. Staffer outraged at smug Megyn Kelly and her insensitivity to colleagues over Matt Lauer firing. Apparently, she wasn't appropriately tearful or shocked when Matt Lauer was let go. Megyn Kelly used her platform to describe Matt Lauer's firing as a sign of progress. Sexual harassment. And even though these info babes and anchorettes at NBC supposedly knew he was doing this. Can you imagine? So Megyn Kelly, this is a sign of progress. We got rid of another predator. And the women at NBC are mad at her? Well, yeah, it makes total sense in certain, human ways. But it doesn't make sense logically. I mean, the person to be mad at here, if you're going to blow your lunch, will be Matt Lauer. Next little bullet point. Megyn Kelly said she had no official knowledge of Lauer's alleged misconduct, but knew people were sniffing around the issue. They're mad at her for trying to insert herself in the story as somebody who knew what was going on when she's a dork and didn't know anything. Megyn saw this as an opportunity to mark her territory, but she failed, and she's lost the support of everyone at NBC, said an NBC insider. Another NBC malcontent said, "We now have the highest paid person at NBC News hosting one of the lowest rated shows, and rather than being humble, she takes the first opportunity to take the spotlight and make it all about her." So, isn't that what every diva in TV does? Seems to me to be perfectly normal behavior. Another bullet point, and here's something we'd like to say about her. She's terrible on morning TV. Her show is terrible, and her staff thinks she's terrible. This is this is high school cafeteria stuff or high school teen town stuff. But they don't like her. They don't like her at all. It is so patently obvious. Sit tight, folks. There's much more when we get back.
Now, here's the latest news from 1370 WCOA.
President Trump is coming to town. The Washington Post is reporting he'll make a trip to Pensacola to hold a campaign-style rally for Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore. It will be in Pensacola on December the 8th, 4 days before the election in Alabama. Moore is facing a tough challenge from Democratic nominee Doug Jones after several women said Moore made sexual advances toward them while they were teenagers and Moore was in his 30s. The Associated Press is reporting that Trump's Make America Great rally will be held at the Pensacola Bay Center, although Cindy Pennington, general manager for the Bay Center, told the Pensacola News Journal she was not aware of the presidential visit. Jeff Pragosh is the new chairman of the Escambia County Board of County Commissioners, and one of his first proposals is to add a fifth cent to the tourist development tax to go towards the Escambia County Sheriff's Department's budget. It would add an estimated $1.3 million more per year to the budget. The tourist development tax is a 4 cent tax in Escambia County charged to people staying in hotels and motels. Under his plan, the county would match any funds the sheriff spends from the Law Enforcement Trust Fund on the School Resource Officer Program and return up to 50% of unspent money from the budget back to the agency. Florida Governor Rick Scott is leading a delegation of almost 70 Florida business and governmental representatives on a trade mission to Israel this weekend. He said the goal is to return with more jobs.
I'll be going to Israel this weekend. So I'll trade a delegation with 70 business, Florida businesses and education leaders to try to get more jobs for Florida.
This will be Scott's second trade mission to Israel. The first was in 2011. He called that one an astonishing success. Escambia County Fire Rescue and the Pensacola Fire Department will launch their annual Keep the Wreath Green Fire Safety Campaign program today. During the month-long campaign, 5-foot wreaths will be displayed at 18 county fire stations, 5 city fire stations, and also outside other governmental buildings. Each time firefighters respond to a residential blaze with damage, a green light bulb will be replaced with a red one to remind citizens of the dangers posed by fires in residential homes. I'm Don Parker. That's your 1370 WCOA news update.
Areas of low clouds and fog giving way to some sun today and warm this afternoon, or high 76. Partly cloudy tonight, low 55. For tomorrow, sunshine and some clouds, a pleasant day with a high of 75. On Sunday, intervals of clouds and sun, high 74. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg with your exclusive AccuWeather forecast on 1370 WCOA.
1370 WCOA. Why should you listen to us?
For all the latest news.
I tune into you guys to hear what's been going on all day.
Starting your day the right way.
I wake up with you guys in the morning, listen to you all day at work, and then get all my news and traffic on the way home.
I love the morning forecast, so I know how to dress the kids.
By keeping you informed.
Driving around with the kids after school.
As soon as I get in my car.
You guys are always talking about what people at work are talking about.
Stay up to date.
I need it. It's there.
News, talk.
When I need news.
1370.
I love talk radio.
You guys are great.
WCOA.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
Great. It sounds like we don't have a plan.
Winging it is not an emergency plan. Visit ready.gov/kids and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Defending the Constitution every step of the way. It's Mark Levin, weeknights at 6 on News Talk 1370 WCOA.
For years, the home security system convinced everybody that the only way that you could secure your home was to allow for a complicated process of site inspections, site surveys, followed by days of crews of people invading your house and running wires. Running wires from a central place to every window, to every door. And then installing sensors and detectors throughout the house. And they finished it off by installing some complicated wall panel device that required a, 25 or 50 page owner's manual that came along with it. And if one aspect of that system broke, the entire thing became disabled. How many of you have had a home security system and all of a sudden the thing buzzes and there's an alarm? You go in that, you've got a real tiny display area and it says fault upstairs, bedroom 2 window. Gee, what the hell is bedroom 2? I don't know what bedroom, what window. So you go up there, you try to find something, you can't find anything wrong because there's a problem in the wire. But it won't let you arm the system unless you know how to arm it working around that fault. So a lot of people end up not arming their systems. Those days no longer need to be your experience because of something called Simply Safe. They use Wi-Fi technology, not wires. Same technology you use for your laptop and your iPhone or whatever inside the house. Simply Safe figures an easier way to secure the home. Same sensors, same motion detectors. They're just wireless. If you can take backings, tape backing off the back of sensors and stick them up there on the doors and windows, you can do this. You pick the doors and windows you want to put sensors on. Then you choose where you want motion detectors, glass breaking sensors, smoke detector, whatever you want, HD cameras. And you deploy this stuff in the rooms in your house that you think most vulnerable or where you think might be first attacked. And you control all of it, not on something on the wall that hard to understand. There's an app on your phone. And you can check the status of your home and your away with your cameras on the phone app. And it's so affordable because you're not involving a lot of people with things unnecessary, site surveys and the like. You can see a Simply Safe system, what it looks like at Best Buy, or go to their website, simplysafeusa.com. If you use that site, you save 10% on whatever system you choose. That's the equivalent of using an offer code. There really isn't one. Just simplysafeusa.com. And yes, there is 24/7 monitoring. If there's a break-in, a fire, or what have you, for $14.99 a month, you can have the central base station get hold of the cops or the fire department. No contract. Not $50 a month. $14.99. SimplySafeUSA.com. So I get a note the other day from my old buddy Cindy Adams at the New York Post. I knew that would get Snerdly's attention. If you're a New Yorker, the name Cindy Adams makes you perk up for any number of reasons. I first met Cindy Adams shortly after arriving. It was one night at dinner at Patsy's. And she had her husband with her who did not like me and half the night did not remember who I was, but kept cracking jokes about things. And she kept poo-pooing. Just shut up, Joy. Just shut up. And Joy would go back to the rigatoni. And she was trying to learn who I am. Joey and the gang at Patsy's had set it up. And one of the most famous nights I ever had with Cindy Adams was she invited me to be her guest at a private HBO screening of some television movie. I don't even remember what it was. But it was everybody in the HBO liberal establishment that showed up, and she wanted to walk in with me. And they could not believe it. And it was so much. I saw Joy Behar, who I hadn't seen in 20 years, and I went up and gave her a hug, and she reacted like I was Matt Lauer. And she turned around, get your hands off of me, and she turned around and saw, what are you doing here? Why are you here? How did he get in here? She's looking around. It was like a foreign invader had gotten into their party. I remember I walked up to Bob Balaban, who had something to do with producing the movie. He produced one of my all-time favorite movies called Gosford Park. And I walked up to him, and I started complimenting him on Gosford Park, and all he could do is stare at me like, what is he doing here? And why does he like what I did? During the screening of this movie, Cindy Adams and I are seated right in front of Susan Sarandon, who leans forward during the movie and says to Cindy, "Cindy, do you realize what a photo op you've put together here? Nobody would believe it." So anyway, it was fun. We went to dinner after that. Tina Brown and Sir Harry Evans. I mean, literally, folks, the entire New York entertainment glitterati were at this thing. And she had the guts to take me. And, of course, I had the guts to go. But they're all looking around. Like, what? Why are you here? How did you get in? Anyway, Cindy Adams does something special. You know, she's a big animal lover. And she, this Sunday, at Christ Church, 60th and Park, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, she has a prayer day for the animals, where if you want to, you can take your gerbils, you can take your cats, you can take your dogs to this church, and there will be a church service and prayer for the animals. It's the ninth one of these that Cindy has sponsored. It's Christ Church, 60th and Park, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Right now she has reservations, I think, or she's aware that 700 animals with their parents, as she says, will be jamming the church. But anybody and everybody is welcome. And she wanted to remind me of this. There will be pigs and llamas and alpaca. And as I say, some will no doubt bring gerbils, dogs, cats, birds, turtles, fish in bowls. It's the ninth one. And she does this. She's an animal lover. She thinks the animals need to have their own worship service during the holidays. Obviously, it's for the pet owners, but it's also for the animals, too. In fact, the headline of her piece is the Prayers for the Animals. So Christ Church, can you imagine the church agreeing to this? So it's December 3rd. It's a couple days this weekend, 60th and Park, which is, hey, folks, I mean, 60th and Park, that's right in the heart of what you would call the elite. It's one of their churches where this is going to happen. Here's Jackie in Surf City, New Jersey. Great to have you on the EIB Network. Hello.
Hi. How are you doing this afternoon, Russ?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, except, you know, I got my health insurance renewal in the mail. Oh. And I'm sure that you're aware that December 15th is that deadline that's coming up. But I guess my real question is, talked to my friends. I've looked at my own health insurance increase of 32%. I've added up all the numbers, and it's approaching $19,000 for catastrophic coverage, which yep. means, of course, you get very high deductibles and out-of-pocket expenses and so forth. Do you see that President Trump will actually be able to circle back around to this and have any success in, you know, giving working families relief?
You know, this is a big, big deal. It was maybe 2-3 weeks ago when I found the next scheduled price increases for people that get their insurance at healthcare.gov, the Obamacare website. And I found some examples where people are going to be paying, not even for catastrophic, Jackie, $40,000 a year or $20,000, $30,000 a year. This is obscene. This is as much as half of what people earn gross. They can't afford to use it because the deductibles are so high. They can't afford to buy it, but then there's trouble in the law if they don't buy it. The thing about Jackie, this is exactly what Obamacare was designed to do. It was designed to implode like this so that people would clamor for the government, somebody to come in and fix it. And that meant take it over and turn everything under, put everybody under Medicare or go single payer or what have you. Now, Obamacare is still the law of the land. Despite all this talk about repealing and replacing it, it is still the law of the land. More insurers are pulling out. That means fewer choices. And whether they're going to be able to circle back to this, something is going to have to happen because it is going to implode. And it may not be the worst thing to happen if it implodes without somebody standing in the wings ready to nationalize it. Because something's got to return this to market forces to get prices down to where they're halfway affordable and where there's some semblance of competition in the whole industry.
Well, you're certainly so right because, you know, it's one of those things that's like you can't live with it, you can't live without it. If you try to live without it, you know, if you have a catastrophic illness, you know, you talk about people losing homes at this point. Again, I really hope that our president is successful. I hope that both aisles will come to some sort of understanding, although at this point I'm not sure if I'm really hopeful about that.
One of the problems here, and you may think this is poo-pooing it, but it really isn't. Human nature is a powerful thing. The people you're talking about on both sides of the aisle, they don't have to pay for their own.
No, they don't.
They exempt themselves from all this. So they're not faced with the same, you could call it suffering or challenges or what have you. It's cheaper. It would be cheap. Health treatment doesn't cost what the insurance costs other than catastrophic. But if you're talking about normal every day, every month health care, a checkup here, a checkup there, the insurance costs so much than the treatment, it is silly to buy it unless the law mandates that you buy it, which it does.
And you just made a great point because I did write to both of my U.S. senators and I did write to my representative and not one of them responded.
They don't know what to say. I mean, there have been half-baked efforts to fix this. But a lot of them don't want to, Jackie, because now it's an entitlement. And they don't want to take away an entitlement because they think that people, recipients of entitlements, look at it all as free. The time to have done this, you know, was when they first gave this thing a shot in the first 6 months. I actually think Trump should have done tax cuts first and then this, but they said, we can't afford tax cuts. We can't pay for tax cuts unless we fix Obamacare. Well, that's turned out to be not true, isn't it? They're doing tax cuts without having changed anything about health care. So all that talk about, we can't do tax cuts first because we have to come up with the money for tax cuts from cutting health care. It's all a bunch of bunk. I know this is panic time for a lot of people. You see these premiums as people are renewing. It's absurd. It's a joke. It looks like a joke. The actual treatment that you would need in a day-to-day, month-to-month basis, costing so much more than the insurance itself, makes no sense at all.
The Rush Limbaugh radio program will continue.
Rush Limbaugh, annoying the left, coast to coast.
On the EIB Network.
1370 WCOA, your primary source for severe weather information.
Leinster.com. It's a family-owned and operated business that started about 10 years ago when the owner and his wife moved into a new home and they needed custom blinds. And they did what many homeowners do. They got quotes from professionals, and they could not believe their high prices. So like many entrepreneurs, they saw an opportunity and decided to take a chance. The owner, Kyle Cox, quit his sales job for a Fortune 500 company and started a business selling custom blinds on the Internet. Now, nearly a decade later, Blindster.com provides world-class customer service and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. There's a fit or free guarantee on most products and a limited lifetime warranty. And this week only, take advantage of their best pricing of the year. You'll get 50% off any order. The Blindster Cyber Monday pricing lasts all week long. Just use the code RUSH at checkout. Blindster.com. That's blindster.com.
Are your medical bills piling up due to cancer or another serious illness? You are not alone. Many people face this challenge. Here's how Coventry Direct can help. You can receive an immediate cash payment by selling your life insurance policy. If you have $100,000 or more of life insurance, you may be eligible to sell your policy, even a term policy. To find out if you qualify, call Coventry Direct today at 1-800-458-4255. 1-800-458-2100 to speak to one of our policy specialists. That's 1-800-458-2100. The cash you receive from selling your policy can be used to help pay medical bills or whatever you choose to give you financial security and peace of mind. Call Coventry Direct at 1-800-458-2100 or visit us at CoventryDirect.com. Coventry Direct, giving you the cash you need when you need it most. Coventry Direct is a marketing company and will refer qualified policies to a licensed entity.
This is why you work so hard to pay the mortgage. Because home is more than four walls and a roof. It's that porch swing and a summer evening. It's everybody over for Sunday dinner. And your family sleeping in their own beds at night. Making home affordable is a free government resource that can make paying the mortgage easier. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov.
Good night, Mama.
This is why. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
The NFL season is rolling and you're going to a tailgate this weekend, or you're getting together with friends to watch the games on someone's big screen TV. You don't have something that cool, I don't either. This is Josh Lewin. If you want to be in the know for the NFL games this weekend, download the podcast Blitz and Giggles, a new episode every Thursday and a Friday. Great info, plenty of snark, very little hardcore football talk, just some good insight for you because I really want to help. Blitz and Giggles
on the Westwood One Podcast Network.
Not an insurer.
My suit can still make an impression.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill, it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
You see miracles all the time at our children's hospital. But miracles never come easy. That's why as great as children's hospitals are, they need our support to keep miracles happening. Put your money where the miracles are. Support your Children's Miracle Network Hospital.
Next time you're at the Pensacola Bay Center, make sure you stop by and see our new 1370 WCOA studios, powered by Harley-Davidson of Pensacola.
Hi, welcome back. Rush Limbaugh and Open Line Friday. Hillsdale College. An outpost teaching the Constitution, teaching American liberty, teaching American freedom. And you can see the wisdom in their decision long ago not to take any money from the federal government to subsidize the cost of operating their institution. That way, the federal government's got nothing to say about the curriculum, nothing to say about anything that happens at Hillsdale College, and they're able to keep it independent this way. It would have been easy to take the money. Most people do. They didn't. Instead, Hillsdale chooses to be self-reliant. They rely on the support of many alumni, boosters, individuals who believe in what they do. The freedom to choose a curriculum that focuses on and celebrates America, America's freedoms, curriculum that teaches the enduring qualities of the Constitution, reinforces the notion of critical thinking and debate. Hillsdale takes young skulls full of mush and turns them into critically thinking American patriots. It all happens on campus, and they even offer free online courses to people that don't attend because they believe so profoundly in what they do. It's been that way for 173 years, since their founding the first week of December 1844. Learn more about Hillsdale at rushforhillsdale.com. Dana in Dublin, Ohio. How are you doing, sir? About a minute and a half here, but I wanted to get to you.
Hi, Rush. It's an honor to talk to you.
My question is on this tax bill
is working its way through Congress. Looks like it's going to get to the president to be signed, at least I hope so. Do you think it will really boost the economy to the extent they're forecasting, and will the corporations bring back a lot of this money to help create a lot of new high-paying jobs?
I think it will stimulate economic growth, but not nearly as much as it could. I do think the corporate rate reduction, and there's some malcontents trying to keep it at 22% instead of 20%, but if it happens like it's planned, it'll be an overall net positive. The thing that is going to hold it back is no marginal rate reductions for the top 5%. The people that hire, the people who invest, There's no reason to leave them out other than for class envy politics. They're being left out. In fact, their taxes may even go up. Don't believe people tell you the rich are getting a break. That's just the way the left is talking about the corporate tax rate reduction, which is good, but it could be so much better in terms of economic growth.
Somebody has to have the guts to say it. Rush on the EIB Network.
1370 WCOA, your primary source for severe weather information.
Chamonix's Christmas and holiday season sale is here, and it's mind-blowing. Introducing the brand-new Genucel Droopy Eyelid Treatment. Mary from Fort Collins, Colorado says, I don't believe everything I hear, so I tried this eye lift on my right eye. The next day at work, everybody said my right eye looked better. I couldn't believe it. Yes, all those saggy lines on your eyelids gone in just days. And now this breakthrough eyelid treatment is yours free with your order of Genucel for bags and puffiness. Plus, you'll also get Genucel 12-hour immediate effects, a second gift, free. Go to Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com or call 800-822-5941. It gets better. Order in the next 20 minutes and get two more classics, Esotique RF Collagen Builder and Deep Firming Serum, free. Call or click in the next 10 minutes and express shipping is also free. That's five free gifts. Order now to get this new Genucel offer and your free gifts while supplies last. 800-822-5941, 800-822-5941 or Genucel.com.
Did you pledge to declutter, reorganize, or renew your home this year? Remodeling or redecorating this spring? Time to clear out, but don't throw out. Give your old stuff new life at the Habitat Restore. Habitat Restore is a discount home improvement store and donation center that accepts and sells gently used appliances, furniture, tools, hardware, home decor, and more, with proceeds going to help Pensacola Habitat for Humanity's mission of building homes, community, and hope. Donating household items and building materials is also an environmentally friendly way to help your community. All those donated gently used home improvement items help greatly reduce our landfill waste. Local donors and shoppers have helped Restore divert more than 2,700 tons of material. So when you're thinking of upgrading your appliances, changing out your furniture, or clearing your garage of old project materials, remember the Habitat Restore. Bring your donations by the store or call for large donation pickup information today. 476-0001 or stop by today at 5810 North Palafox. Always remember, recycle, repurpose, renew. Would you drive a mile to save a life? The American Cancer Society's Road to Recovery program is in critical need of volunteers like you to drive cancer patients to their life-saving treatments. Volunteer to help by driving someone in your community today. There's no special skills needed, simply time to spare. Volunteers are needed all across the Gulf Coast, but especially in the Navarre, Gulf Breeze, and Perdido areas. To learn more, call 850-266-2280. That's 850-266-2280 or visit cancer.org.
iTruck.
Every year, approximately 4,300 cases of child abuse are reported in Escambia County. Many more children continue to suffer because their case is never reported. In every case, there are signs, but they may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everybody's responsibility. Learn the signs at gulfcoastkidshouse.org/recognize and report suspected child abuse by calling 800-96-ABUSE. This message brought to you by Gulf Coast Kids House in cooperation with Lawrence Kids and the Department of
Uncovering
Children
and Families. Uncovering the lies and presenting you with the truth. Michael Savage. Weeknights right here on News Talk 1370.
WCOA.
Well, another exciting excursion into broadcast excellence in the can. It's been fun today, folks. Hope you have a good weekend. Hope it's everything you want it to be and more. We'll be back here on Monday, revved and ready with whatever happens between now and then. And we'll be on top of it more than anybody else's.
Most of my family, they never graduated high school, so I'm trying to break that barrier.
My daughter, Brooklyn, was also a motivation for me to go back to school.
Every day after work, went straight to school, and it paid off.
At age 26, Kareem finished his high school diploma.
I could not have done it alone. I see the future is really bright for me.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi. I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
Well, before I left my campsite, I was putting out my fire, and out of nowhere, Smokey Bear showed up and hugged me?
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. He likes it when people correctly put out their campfires. He's pretty big on wildfire prevention. He's just letting you know you did good with a hug. He's a hugger.
I just got a bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update!
All right, I'm gonna let you go now. I've got a lot of ranger stuff to do. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service, Ad Council, and your state forester.
7.
News, weather, and
the best talk.
All day, every day.
News Talk 1370.
WCOA Pensacola.
It's my source for information.
A cable station.
Warning Trump, debating tax cuts. I'm Michael Toscano.
The one individual that still seems to deny that this is not a major issue is Donald Trump. And I just kind of wonder why.
Virginia's Mark Warner, top Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee, after he and his counterpart in the House, Adam Schiff of California, warned President Trump against trying to influence investigations into Russian interference in the 2016 election. This coming after former Trump National Security Advisor Michael Flynn pleaded guilty today to lying to the FBI about his contact with Russians. Flynn is cooperating with Russia Special Counsel Robert Mueller now, admitting he was directed by a publicly unidentified top official in the Trump Organization to contact Russians. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell may finally get a big bill passed this evening, the tax cut bill they're still cobbling together on the Senate floor. McConnell says they have just enough votes for passage, almost derailed by new analysis showing the bill adds $1 trillion to the deficit. North Dakota Republican John Hovind thinks they can get past that.
In regard to some of the concerns that people had regarding debt and deficit, although I think we've more than covered it with very conservative estimates. We're going to have more revenue than we're projecting. It's actually going to help with debt reduction.
Democrats still fighting against it, though, like Washington State's Maria Cantwell.
This bill needs to slow down. It needs to focus on what will help our economy grow. And economists don't believe this bill is going to do much to help the economy grow. It is going to give those corporations money to pay for dividends.
The military has identified 100 sailors and Marines killed when the USS Oklahoma capsized during the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor 76 years ago. This 2 years after the Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency dug up nearly 400 sets of remains from a Hawaii cemetery. In Tampa, the woman whose tip led to the arrest of a suspected serial killer will receive a $110,000 reward. I'm Michael Toscano.
Are you drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay? Then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship many consumers are facing in the current economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easy to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by the Tax Resolvers for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Tax Resolvers helpline today. 800-340-6034. If you owe back taxes and can't afford to pay them back, or you even have years of unfiled tax returns, there is no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Tax Resolvers helpline today. 800-340-6034 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pensions, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-340-6034. Call 800-340-6034 for your free consultation and see if you qualify. That's 800-340-6034.
Partly cloudy skies tonight, low 55, with areas of fog again late tonight and into tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, after that morning fog burns off, will be cloudy with sun arriving later in the day. Saturday's high 75. Partly sunny Sunday, still rather warm with a high of 74. I'm Sally Sherman with your exclusive AccuWeather forecast on 1370 WCOA.
This is Josh Lewin, and I want to tell you what I'm doing now that I'm no longer the play-by-play guy for the Chargers. The leash is off. The shackles are unbound. Westwood One has given me this awesome platform to go to town on the NFL games of the week and a very cool podcast called Blitz and Giggles. See what we did there? Simple concept. We rank the games of the weekend from least interesting to most interesting, and we count them down like it's American Top 40. Where is Shadow Stevens these days? Anyway, lots of great stats and insights, snarky commentary, and really nothing about X's or O's, just stuff you and your friends can bounce around when you're hanging at the Sunday tailgate or watching together in a bar. You'll be surprised how much good, relevant info we can get you while being snarky and having some fun. Download it, ideally subscribe to it, and enjoy it. Blitz and Giggles, make it a part of your weekend starting this weekend. Please and thank you.
On the Westwood One Podcast Network.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
As an 18-year-old, I let my mistakes kind of take over my life. I was 0.5 credits away from completing high school, and I didn't do it.
10 years later, at age 28, Jackie finished her high school diploma.
When I found out that I was pregnant, I know that I had to do something for myself if I wanted to make her a better person and provide a better life for her. My family never stopped pushing for me to be better because they knew what I could become and who I could become as a person. My support team is amazing. The educational director, my sister, and even my 7-year-old daughter.